AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government reports consumer prices were up again in April. Julie Walker has the numbers.
Prices rose 0.4% from March to April. Compared with a year earlier, prices climbed 4.9%, down just slightly from March's year-over-year increase. The nation's inflation rate has steadily cooled since peaking at 9.1% last June, but remains far above the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond, Thomas Barkin, tells us inflation is stubbornly high.
Month after month after month, it's coming in at 0.4, 0.5, or 0.3, where you'd really like it to be moving down.
On Wall Street, stocks closed slightly higher. The Nasdaq up 1%, the S&P 0.4. The Dow fell slightly. Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty to charges of financial fraud. The New York Republican accused of duping donors, stealing campaign funds, lying to Congress, and collecting unemployment benefits he didn't deserve. Santos says he will not resign.
I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that.
Former President Trump is set to appear at a CNN town hall a day after a civil jury found him liable for sexually assaulting a woman nearly three decades ago. And Food and Drug Administration advisors have approved the sale of a decades-old birth control pill without a prescription.
Perrigo's O-Pill would become the first contraceptive medication sold over-the-counter. The recommendation came at the close of a meeting focused on whether women could safely and effectively take the pill without professional supervision. A final FDA decision is expected in the summer, and Perrigo says if that happens, sales of O-Pill could begin by the end of the year. Catholic groups, including the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, oppose the move, saying women should be evaluated by a doctor before getting O-Pill. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. NBA playoffs tonight. Heat look to eliminate the Knicks. The Lakers can do the same to the Warriors. Chuck Freeman recaps last night.
The Boston Celtics, who made it to the NBA Finals last year, are in danger of a second-round playoff exit. Philadelphia has taken a 3-2 series lead by winning in Boston 115-103. Joel Embiid had 33 for the Sixers.
I think I can be, way better.
The home team has won in each of the first four games between Denver and Phoenix. Game 5 in Denver, and Denver wins handily, 118-102. Nikola Jokic led the Nuggets with 29 points.
If we play the way how we played today, we're going to have opportunity, we're going to have a chance, just to be special in the road, just to have an opportunity to win a game. I think that's a lot against a really, really good team.
Denver up 3-2 in the series. Chuck Freeman.
In the NHL, Florida can knock out the Maple Leafs. Edmonton tries to even things with Vegas. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.